High school basketball teams across Alaska faced off last weekend in hopes of advancing to the state tournament. The village of Chivac had the distinction of qualifying both their boys and girls teams. The accomplishment was the longtime dream of coach Lena Ferguson. But Ferguson passed away just 3 days before the start of the regional tournament. Her players say she was with them all the way to the final buzzer. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has the story.
Lena Ferguson was born May 8, 1953. She was born Lena Olron, and she came into this world on the tundra of southwest Alaska. Her family was moving from spring camp to fish camp. Her oldest son, Ulrich Olron, says his mother was a competitor through and through.
She taught my wife, Mary, how to make a blackberry agurok. And everybody would say, "Wow, this she makes agurok just like Lena. Lena's agurok." And then my mom looked at me. My mom looked at me and said, "But mine is better."
Olron is surrounded by family and players. They are now waiting for their mother's body to arrive in the Chupik Eskimo village of Chivac. Lena Ferguson was overtaken by lung cancer in an Anchorage hospital. She was never a smoker, but doctors told her family the cancer was inoperable. After chemotherapy failed to destroy it, she began to prepare her teams for her departure. Her sister and assistant coach, Mary Mutchin.
She taught me what to do and coached them the way she does when she's not here.
Lena coached the teams ever since they could score on a 10-foot hoop, but her players say she taught much more than basketball. Junior and starting forward, Margaret Anderson.
Ever since she's been told she had cancer, it taught me that you can't, no matter what hurts, it can't keep you from doing what you need to do. And she went to work and she kept teaching and she just stayed strong. What Lena Ferguson means to me is strength when I hear her name.
On the court, Ferguson developed one clumsy Chelsea Lake into their go-to ball handler.
When we first started playing ball, I was always falling down. All the time I would fall down on the floor and she would always yell at me to get up and start playing ball.
In Anchorage, Lena was surrounded by her family as she passed on. Her sons Connor and Cash Ferguson risked missing the regional tournament. But Connor, the junior, says he had to be there for her.
She was always there for you. And I really appreciated what she's done for me. And I made that clear the last few minutes I was with her.
Back in Chivac, the teams were gearing up for the tournament when they learned of Lena's passing. The oldest son, Ulrich, was coaching the boys' team. He knew he would need his younger brothers to play if they were to get past regional rival Scammonbay, a team they had defeated by just 1 point on two occasions that season.
Coming into the regional tournament, we thought it was going to be real tough for us.
In the championship game, as expected, it was the Chivac Comets versus the Scammonbay Eagles. Ulrich says he was amazed as the game unfolded.
I think they were so pumped up to win this for Lena. Our boys played with such intensity that our boys got the lead and never looked back.
The Comets won decisively, 65-51. Lena's son, Cash, would lead the scoring effort with 17 points. The senior says the scene after the win was beyond words.
I was there half the time hugging my dad, just emotions were running. The whole court was there.
It was the Lady Comets that would have a tougher road to toe. They also faced Scammonbay in the final, a team they had dominated in earlier matchups. Now, with Lena's death heavy on their minds, girls were fouling out and missing open shots. Senior point guard Chelsea Lake.
I couldn't really play that well. I'm usually one of the top scorers, but I was one of the ones that scored the least.
The team played from behind for three quarters, but they kept praying to Lena for help, says forward Margaret Anderson.
We'd look at each other and say, "For Lena." And we were all thinking of her, and it gave us strength.
Chelsea Lake was playing scrappy ball, and had still not gotten over her tendency of falling down.
Sometimes I would even hear her. Like, when I fall down, I'd hear, "Chelsea, get up." it would sound like her voice.
With just over a minute left in the game, the Lady Comets were down by 5 points. But forward Missy Olson nailed a three-pointer, closing the lead and sending the home crowd into hysterics. The team rallied and ended the game in a 10-point scoring frenzy. The 50-45 win secured another championship for Chivac. Anderson describes the scene.
We were all so excited and happy, and the crowd came to us. We were all filled with tears. Even the crowd was, everybody was crying with happiness, tears of joy.
Now regional champs and state qualifiers, both Chivac teams will be matched up against Point Hope in the first round of the state 2A championship. In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.